President of Business Northwest, Ian Jones. Good morning, Ian.
Morning, Darren. Good to catch up with you again.
Beautiful weather we're having.
Magnificent, isn't it?
Yeah. All right, so you've got your networking breakfast session on tomorrow. So who's your guest speaker tomorrow?
Yeah, this Wednesday we've got Mr. John Lamb, the Managing Director of Mallee Resources, which is the company that's recommenced the mining and processing of nickel down at the Avebury mine in Zeehan. And that the mine's been dormant for 13 years as the price of nickel was in the doldrums. But the uptake of all these electric vehicles internationally means there's a much greater worldwide need for nickel. So that's made the mine viable, and it was acquired by Mallee earlier this year, and they've produced their first shipment last month, about 2,000 tonnes of nickel concentrate.
Great news. They got that running up pretty quickly.
Yeah, they sure did, Darren. They've hired about 150 staff, and I think they've got a target of 200. They've taken over a lot of housing in the town to accommodate the growth of the workforce as well. And, you know, there's a good long-term nickel resource there, plus, I believe, copper, cobalt and platinum. So I feel the operation's got pretty long-term viability. And John Lamb's an experienced operator and a good choice to lead the operation. He's originally a local lad. The place has got great mining experience.
Yeah. All right, so that breakfast on at the Beach Hotel, starting 7.15, well, get there 7.15, 7.30 sit down, hot breakfast. Cost, let me get this right, $20, members, $25 for guests and general public, and everyone's welcome, right?
That's right, Darren. And look, I urge businesses to attend, as there may be opportunities for them within the supply chain. And, you know, plus, it's a feel-good story for the region.
Yeah. All right, there's been a lot happening in the last couple of weeks. I heard your last breakfast went well.
It did, Darren. We had the Minister for Energy and Renewables, Guy Barnett, speak to us on the project Mariner status. And you know, that important project attracted a lot of interest, as it's one of the largest build-outs we've seen in the state's history. You know, it's a $500 million installation being built on the old Tioxide site out there at Heybridge.
Yeah. So, has life settled down after the troubles at the Cam River Bridge?
Oh, mate. fortunately, I was away for most of last week, and everything seems to be better now at the bridge. It's still a slower speed limit in for a part of it, but things seem a whole lot better than when we only had one lane to travel. And, you know, a lot of businesses were affected, and I urge them to, you know, register on the Business Tasmania website, which just helps the government know what has occurred and could help those businesses get government assistance. And I know some of the major banks have assistance measures available for their clients affected by natural disasters. So contact your bank if you've been affected.
Yeah, indeed. Good advice. So how does Business Northwest feel about a second bridge across the Cam?
Yeah, and we've been advocating for a second crossing for about 7 years that I can remember. And I spoke with Minister Ferguson just a couple of days after the incident occurred, and he assured me the government would investigate a second crossing, and that was confirmed by Premier Rockliffe a few days later. So we can be assured that this will be thoroughly pursued, as I don't think the potential for such a disaster was adequately considered until it happened. And I can assure your listeners we'll be making extra sure this remains at the forefront of government thinking.
All right. Now, I saw Bernie had your first cruise ship for the season. That was on Saturday. How did that go?
Very well indeed. The weather was kind, and we had lots of visitors around the streets, plus many visiting local attractions like the Rhododendron Gardens and the Whiskey Distillery. And our people spoke to several of the visitors at the new visitor hub, and they were very happy with the reception and the availability of information made available to them.
Okay. So you've got your breakfast tomorrow. You got much else on this week?
Yeah, I've got what's called the Open the Gate. It's an event at Mount Noman Farm on Thursday, and we'll be hearing about a project to accelerate agritourism. And, you know, our region should be one of the premier regions in the country for agritourism. So I'm keen to know more about the program. And next week I'm meeting with executives of HIF, the eco-fuel manufacturer that's building a $1 billion facility, or hoping to, just south of Burnie to produce e-fuels for internal combustion engines that actually don't produce harmful emissions. So I'm really looking forward to that, as, you know, the region's really establishing itself as a renewable energy powerhouse.
Yeah, well, good. Well, that sounds very good. Now, a final reminder, tomorrow's breakfast featuring John Lamb of Mallee Resources, talking about the Avebury Nickel Mine. And as Ian mentioned, 150 people working, chance to get another 50 on board. So that's at the Beach Hotel tomorrow, 7.15 for a 7.30 sit-down, hot breakfast, cost $20 for members of Business Northwest, $25 for guests. So Good day tomorrow, mate.
Yes, look, it's a great breakfast and a really good way to network with other businesses in the area, and nobody leaves hungry. And one last thing, Darren, speaking about renewable energy, Devonport Chamber of Commerce is having a breakfast next Wednesday, that'd be the 16th, at Paranapple, featuring Susie Bauer. She's the CEO of the Bell Bay Manufacturing Zone, and speaking about hydrogen. So I urge Devonport folks to get along to that. And that's about it for this fortnight, Darren.
All right, mate. Thanks for the update, Ian. Lee will catch up with you in 2 weeks' time.
Terrific. Thanks, Darren.
Okay, Ian Jones is the president of Business Northwest. This is 7AD, 7BU.